Welcome to the Zero Suicide Alliance inaugural conference. I'm here with Steve Mallon from the MindEd Trust and one of the co-founders of the Zero Suicide Alliance. Tell us what today's all about, Steve.
Well, today obviously is the latest chapter in a long journey. We have set ourselves the objective of transforming mental health services in this country and also reducing suicide. Obviously, in my case, that is born out of personal tragedy. But one of the things that has struck us in talking across the health service, across communities and across industry, is there is a fervent desire to address the mental health crisis in this country. And we also believe that we can do something about the suicide rate. Suicide is not inevitable. So today we are bringing the whole system together with ministerial support in a fervent drive to actually change both awareness across society, to improve clinical practice, but fundamentally what today is about is improving the experience that a young person or any person has when they walk into a GP surgery, when they walk into a hospital in psychological trauma. Our frontline services require dramatic improvement, and that's what today is all about.
And anyone who's heard your story and heard about your son Edward and the experience that he had of mental health services, of health services in general, will kind of know of the horror of, you know, what can happen to people. What progress do you think we've made over the last 5 years since?
Well, I lost my son 4 years ago, and thankfully we have come a very long way in a very short space of time. I think the zeitgeist, if I can put it that way, with regard to mental health and suicide, has changed. It is now a mainstream social issue. We're starting to destroy the stigma. We've seen the royal family, we've seen celebrities, we have seen politicians. We have seen the whole of society talking more openly about psychological trauma and the threat of suicide. So we've created an environment within which it is now appropriate to actually consider proper reform and improvements to services. In other words, we've changed the landscape, and the landscape is positive, but what we still need to do is actually change outcomes, and that's what the Zero Suicide Alliance is about.
And this coalition is not just about NHS trusts, it's about emergency services, it's about schools, it's about business. Who's going to be in the room today, and who would you like to reach with this message?
Well, inevitably, the Alliance, quite rightly, at the moment, is an NHS-centric organisation, because that's the point of care, that is the point of pathway. But ultimately, mental health and suicide is a pan-society issue. It involves schools, it involves workplaces, communities, public health, and so on. So we do have a very broad cross-section of senior individuals from across the landscape present here today. Our intention, obviously, is to start on the front line, to start with NHS practice, but over time, we will obviously move further and further upstream into communities, into the workplace, and across society, because only in that way will we really tackle the issue. Many people look at these situations by thinking, I need to change that part of the system, I need to change that particular practice. This is a new paradigm, this is a holistic approach, this is a whole society approach, and that's why we think it has real power and momentum.
So what's your vision? What would you like to see for a teenager turning up in their school or a GP or an emergency service? What are the kind of consistent elements that we need to be providing?
Sure. I'm often asked, when will I know whether I've achieved something, what the end of the journey looks like? And quite simply, we can put that in one phrase. I would like to think that were my son to walk into a mental health facility today, he would still be alive. Now, we've taken a long step forward towards that objective, but we're not there yet. And in terms of what we need to create is a more open society. We need to change the culture inside the NHS, which is one that is based on collaboration, one that is based on learning, that is not based on fear, that is not based on recrimination, which is not based on protecting brand, but is actually based on investing ourselves properly in the continuity of care, which young people and indeed anyone from suffering psychological illness is experiencing.
Good luck with today. Keep up the amazing work.
Thank you so much.